Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Hi, this is Shirley from Garbage.
Hello, this is Duke from Garbage.
And this is Butch from Garbage, and you're listening to
Why Not
Radio. Crank it up, dudes.
We can feel. It's Thursday night in Laguna Beach, and that means time for another episode of Why Not Radio. I am Josh T. Landau, and that, of course, was the one and only Garbage to kick off tonight's show with their new album out tomorrow, Strange Little Birds. And we just heard one of my favorites from the album. Yes, I listened to it already. Spoiler alert, it's good. And that song was called So We Can Stay Alive. New music from Garbage here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. You can bet that I will be playing more from that album in the coming weeks here on the show. But tonight we have a session. Haven't had one of them in a little while. We've got an acoustic performance and interview coming up with the New York band Caveman. So stick around for that. Also new music from the likes of Tegan and Sarah, Lady Hawk, The Kills. Right now, though, it is new music from Holy Child, who had an album out last year, The Shape of Brat Pop to Come. And now they're releasing an EP called American Oil Lamb that features some notable guests, including RAC, Miss Mister, Kitten, and on this first track from it, the one and only Kate Nash for the song Rotten Teeth. From Holy Child and Kate Nash here on Why Not Radio.
So far, so close to me. You think you better hold my hand to come and drive me home. You think you're gonna dress me up from head to toe and then I'll go. Well, I'm a hard, hard habit to break. I'm a hard, hard habit to break. Playing tricks on me. You got me where you want me. I'm going left, right, left, right, left, right through the city. And I can't get enough of the heat. And I can't shake it off in the beat. You gotta fix me up or let me go. I'm quitting. It's a hard, hard.
Through
London band Fuse, that's F-E-W-S, not F-U-S-E, but pronounced the same way, Fuse, just released their debut album called Means. That song was from it, called 100 Goosebumps. And before that, we heard from The Kills, the, I guess, London-LA duo of Jamie Hintz and Allison Mosshart, who finally just released their fifth album, Ash and Ice. From it, we heard Hard Habit to Break and Holy Child at the top of the set, with Kate Nash on the song Rotten Teeth from their new EP, American Oil Lamb. There is a fun video for that. Fun, maybe don't watch it at work. If you're familiar with the term Merkin, then you know why. If you're not, maybe look that up. I'm not going to describe it. Anyway, let's move on. You're listening to Why Not Radio here on KX93.5. Lady Hawk from New Zealand has just released her third album, and it's been a while since the second, taking some time between albums because she kind of just worked on it off and on, like a day here, a day there. It's called Wild Things. This is The River from Lady Hawk on Why Not Radio.
Tegan and Sarah,
and you're listening to Why Not Radio.
Put a little of you into my heart.
Australian band Cub Sport, who just released a new album called This Is Our Vice. Actually, their very first full-length album. They had a few EPs before that. I just got to see them and record a session with them for a show that'll be coming up in the future, but thought I'd play a song from them, and that was one that they did not play in their session, so it won't be redundant when we get around to that in a few weeks. It's called I Can't Save You from Cub Sport. Before that, Tegan and Sarah with Dying to Know from their new album Love You to Death, and Lady Hawk at the top of the set with The River. Speaking of sessions, it's time for one right now. With me, I have a couple of the members of Caveman who are going to be performing live for us. But first, let's get some introductions if you want to tell us who you are and what you do in Caveman.
My name's Matt. I sing and play guitar.
My name's Jimmy, and I just play the guitar.
Well, thanks for coming in today. You are currently on tour with Frightened Rabbit, which is pretty great tour to be on.
Yeah,
great laddies.
And you are, I guess, a little at the time of this recording. Not sure how close it'll be when it airs, but you're about a month and change away from the release of your third album, Otero War. Is that how I'm pronouncing it?
Yeah,
that's correct. What is that? What does that mean?
It's just a story about, there's a whole thing on in the album that explains it, but it's a war of men trying to escape some other,
the grips of
distant
a
planet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that something that's like, is the album a story itself or is this, or?
Yeah.
It's a concept record.
A concept record from Caveman. Well, that'll be out on June 17th. Regardless of when this is airing. And you're going to play some songs from it today, acoustic renditions of songs from Otero War, from Caveman. So why don't we start with one, and this is the single that we've been playing a lot on Why Not Radio. It's called Never Going Back.
All right.
It's Caveman live here on Why Not Radio.
You down. goodbye that leads me back again. Change my mind when I fell for you. I know what it's like, but I can't pull through. Still I'm wide awake and the day is done. It's just a lie that leads me back again.
Why Not Radio?
Yes.
And Caveman, Matt and Jimmy from Caveman performing acoustic for us. That was Never Going Back. The album is Otero War, and it's coming out on June 17th. You know what my mind goes to every time I read the album title is Sherry Oteri from Saturday Night Live, like back in the, I guess she was Sherry, on like,
yeah,
the
she 90s. Was amazing. Yeah. Sherry Oteri War.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to read that as Oteri, but it's Otero. Anyway,
she's funny.
It's your third album, and third albums are often times of doing things a little bit differently, and I understand that you did do things a little bit differently for this album. You wrote it. You were more prepared going into the studio, maybe, than putting it all together in the studio.
Yeah, the songs were being written, and then we would play them for a long time, and then it was like the first time where it would be like, okay, this part is actually not working. Like, what can we do? Where I feel like maybe on our, you know, other times we would maybe let things sit and be like, okay, it's good.
Jam.
Yeah, it's like a lot of times it'd be like, this part's good and it's fine. But now it's like, it's good, but we can make it better. So I think we really tried to focus on that.
Yeah.
And as you said, kind of a concept and kind of a story running throughout the entire record.
And it gave us kind of a goal, you know.
Can we go back in time, actually, and just learn a little bit about how Caveman got together?
Sure. Jimmy and I went to high school together and in Manhattan. And then...
So you're actually one of those New York bands who's actually from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Most of them are not.
No.
The unicorn of bands.
Yeah. Yes, it's very rare. Yeah, so we went to high school together and played in a lot of bands throughout the years.
We met Jeff.
And we met Jeff.
Drinking
was,
at the bar.
Yeah, he was a bartender at a place that we would always go to, and he played in tons of bands.
He'd always make us do body shots on the bar.
Yeah, Jeff knew we were young, and so he would try hard to make us act stupid. Yeah. And then it's kind of when we met Sam, too. Sam and Jimmy worked at a guitar shop together, and so that's how Sam kind of got in the fold. We were all playing music at the same time, and then all of our bands kind of broke up at the same time, so we were like, let's just do this, because we were doing other things already together, all of us. But
yeah,
so that's kind of how it all started.
And what's the time frame of this? How long has it been?
This must have been 2010.
Well, yeah, like everyone's band broke up 2009, kind of, and then
we all started to. Although yeah. Jeff, if he's here listening, he's gonna know this story. Didn't want to join the band at first. No. Wanted to do his own thing, and then
which is understandable.
Then saw us play, and was like, "I'm joining the band. I'm joining the band." So we played one show without Jeff. Actually, two, but we played the one, and then he joined.
So you've recently had your 5-year anniversary as a band, yeah. I suppose. You've had two albums that came before this, and the first one, speaking of album titles, it was Coco Beware, known as an 80s wrestler. So were you inspired by the parrot? Did you do stuff with parrots around that time? No.
I loved wrestling. It really wasn't even about, it just, someone said it, and I mean, I loved wrestling as a kid, but someone had said that to us just randomly and mentioned that, and I was like, that would be a cool album name,
yeah.
And then I was like, well, it's a wrestler's name. And they were like, well, let's just spell it differently and go from there.
So no copyright infringement.
Yeah.
So then it's okay.
I think so. I don't know. It's like, if anything, he should be happy that we respect him and love him.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. Okay. Yeah.
Have you heard, did you ever hear from him about
it? No,
never.
Think
he knows?
Never.
Just mail him a copy of it.
Yeah. Send it to him.
Yeah.
Maybe I wonder if the parrot's still alive.
Parrots live, they can live for like 100 years, don't they?
I don't know.
Or a long
Parrots
time.
Parrots and turtles. What are they doing right?
So let's hear another song.
Sure.
Now this one is.
This one's called "On My Own."
And where in the Otero War does this fit in?
This is sort of the in the beginning of Otero War, kind of probably when the men are still on their journey to their destination.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's hear "On My Own." It's Caveman live here on Why Not Radio.
Just another try, 'cause you don't want me. I'll be on my own. If I had another day to take a chance on everything we had, give it just another try, 'cause you don't want me. I'll be on my own. Oh, oh. Plan to stay, or can we make it up another way? Tell me if it was a lie, 'cause you don't want me. I'll be on my own. Never had another day where hopefully these things won't be so bad. Give it just another try, 'cause you
Once again, Caveman. We have Matt and Jimmy from Caveman performing live acoustic for us today, and that was On My Own. The album is Otero War, and it'll be out on June 17th. And as we mentioned, you're currently on tour with Frightened Rabbit. How did that tour come about? And I know it's not like your first big tour. You've done a bunch of big tours with really notable bands.
War on Drugs, Built to Spill back in the day. That was really fun.
Yeah.
I'm just excited about that because it was a great time.
It was a good time.
Yeah, we played with a lot of good bands. This one came up just from kind of just our manager, you know, gave him the record. They liked it. And I don't know. We had similar interests in life. So, yeah, they're cool. And it just worked out perfectly. Like, their record just came out and ours is about to. And they've been really cool, supportive. And yeah.
And are you playing, since the album's not quite out yet, are you on this tour playing a lot of the songs from it?
Yeah, we're playing, like, I mean, because we have 3 songs out right now from the record. So we're playing a lot of those. And
that's exciting to play new music.
It's nice to play new music. Yeah, we kind of figured, like, a lot of these people could be new fans, so let's just like play what we feel is like the best set. So we're just kind of going for it.
That's what it should always be. Always play the best set.
Yeah.
Matt, I wanted to ask you specifically, or unless there's 2 Matts.
Yeah.
So I hope that, I think it's you, Matt, whose father did string arrangements.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure, since there's another Matt. But so your father did strings. So I assume you grew up in a musical household then.
Yeah, totally. My mom is a saxophone player and a music teacher. My dad did a lot of things in the jazz world. And
also a music teacher.
Also a music teacher. Yeah, professor.
Was this the first time that you had collaborated with him musically?
I mean, to me, yeah. To him, he's like, you know, of course, after we did it, he got like emotional and he was like, well, it's just like that time where I did this song for you and for your college movie you made. And I was like, I didn't even remember that. But he remembered it.
I'm sure he was thrilled that you didn't remember that he did a song for your college movie.
It's on his All Music.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it was great. It was so fun to have him do it. And I was really happy about it. And he was like, funny, because he's like totally professional, like has his everything down more than like anybody. You're like, okay, he's in here. But then it's just like little things. He's like, I need to print this off. And I'm like stressing to like try and get the
printer's broken.
Yeah. It's like, eventually it's still dad, you know?
Yeah. Have you had occasion to have him join you on stage for a live performance?
No, no, we haven't done that ever. I mean, he's like a bass player, but his main thing
Your
is writing.
Has.
So our mom,
an old band,
our mom, my mom.
Oh, are you brothers?
No.
Oh, pretty much.
my mom has played, with us on things, but yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming in.
Again, thank you for having us.
Caveman, the album is Otero War. It'll be out on June 17th. And hopefully you'll be coming back around after the album is out. Do you have more touring plans?
Yeah, I think September we'll be coming back.
Like your own tour? Or?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Be on the lookout in around September for Caveman to be coming back.
It'll be coming to stadiums near you.
Yes.
Yes, big stadium caves.
You're going to play one more song on the way out?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
What's this one?
Be a nice fade on
this
the way.
This one is called 80 West.
And I'll ask again, where in the Otero War does this fit in?
80 West is, I guess, kind of like it's the second side. If you're on a vinyl, it's on the second side of the vinyl. So it starts it off. So it's kind of like probably the moment where people are starting to get a little freaked out. Not people listening to it, but the people who are actually we're talking about. You know,
right, yeah.
Probably getting freaked out around
getting
that
closer
time.
Closer to the war.
Yeah. Don't know what's happening.
All right. Well, we'll find out on June 17th how the war turns out.
Exactly.
When the album is released. But for now, it's 80 West. It's Caveman live once again on Why Not Radio. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
You always had a good reason, but I don't need one at all. I never really thought you would believe someone who's been down all of the time. You let me in on your feelings, and now they're easy to read. I never really thought you would believe someone who's been down all of the time. Because I cannot wait so long to say I'm leaving 'cause of you.
keep them around. Keep them around. You let me in on your feelings, and that was harder. Keep them around all of the time, because I cannot wait so long to say I'm leaving 'cause of you. Yeah, I suppose that way of living would be easy 'cause of you. So keep them around. Keep them around. Keep them around. Keep them around. Oh. Oh.
Hey, it's Matt.
And Jimmy.
From Caveman, and you're listening to Why Not Radio.
We'll be right back.
That was a Savannah, Georgia band called the Casket Girls, who just released an album called The Night Machines. From that album, we heard Tears of a Clown, but not that Tears of a Clown, obviously, not that song. You know what I'm talking about, I hope. Before that, our session with Caveman. Hope you enjoyed that. They played acoustic versions of songs from their new album, Otero War, which, as we mentioned several times, out next Friday, June 17th, you heard Going Backwards, 80 West, On My Own, and Never Going Back from Caveman. I'm Josh T. Landau. It is time to wrap up tonight's show. You can follow me on Twitter at Josh T. Landau. That's JoshTLandow. Our final tune for the evening is going to be from a punk band called The Interrupters. You can definitely hear the fingerprints all over this of Tim Armstrong from Rancid. He produced their new album, Say It Out Loud, which will be out on June 24th. From that album, this is By My Side, The Interrupters, here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. Good night. I don't want